在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。 我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了， QQ 群的号码是3317640，大家可以加入这个 QQ 群跟我们进行互动。今天我们请到的嘉宾老师是 Emo。
Hi, I am Emo, and nice to meet you guys. Today we're going to talk about the IELTS exam oral part.
Oral part.
好像对你来说很新一样的，但是今天我们要聊到的这个其实是跟你很擅长的一个东西有关系的。
哦，养生是吗？
大家看不出来，其实 Larry 是一个养生专家。
Yeah, but I'm not an English expert, so sometimes I just can't say something in English when I want to explain some, you know, healthy diets. Or...
Which kind of, you know, expert you are? Because I know a lot of experts, they are very good at the traditional Chinese medicine. It's like some Chinese herbs, 中草药 Chinese herbs.
Actually, I'm not familiar with that. I'm familiar with the Western medical system.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit. Because I'm a fan of some TV shows in this area.
Ah, so strange and weird. 同学们，我真的不知道这一期节目今天会走向哪里，因为有 Larry。
因为我是一个养生专家，我其实有一个
health freak。
每个人都有很多爱好嘛，我爱好摄影，爱好画画，我也爱好养生，经常看一些养生节目。所以今天我们要聊的，
每次会不会和你们家的老人坐在一起看？比如说妈妈、姥姥，
会，
他使劲点头。
然后他们没时间看，我看完了还得跟他们讲。
哇、哦。啊你说家里有 Larry 这样的人是好还是不好的？就是上一期节目说到他16岁的时候照出来的照片是30岁和40岁的样子，其实他有一颗老人的心。
No
你是不是最喜欢的歌曲是夕阳红？
但其实呢，我觉得健康的话题不管是年纪大的还是年轻人都应该关注，对吧？因为
我妈也是这么说的。
对，
我妈50岁之后已经开始这么说了。
因为你年轻的时候不注意锻炼的话，可能年老的时候再后悔就来不及了。
Yeah, so let's start from 锻炼。
Yeah, that's why we want to talk about health.
Yeah, so for 锻炼 we have different expressions like do sports, play sports, do exercise, and also if you work in a gym, that is theWork out. Do you work out in a gym?
Work out in a gym? I don't work in a gym, but sometimes I work out in the gym.
You work out in the gym?
When someone invites me.
Someone invites you, I don't believe. 所以你在 gym 里面，然后去说一下养生的道理，大家都回家了。
Anyway, so we just talked about some English expressions about the physical exercises, yeah. And so work out. You know, work means, you know, 工作啊。
Yes.
But why work out means 锻炼身体呢？
Yeah, because work out actually, you know, the original meaning of work out.People using the work or the job, it means you find the solution. It's like, did you work out this? That means you had a puzzle or you had a problem, so you worked out with this and you felt, you know, very, you had the good feeling, like the sense of achievement, and you worked it out. And also, you know, for work out, we can, in a daily life, we can ask, it's like, so how are your, you know, school, you know, or the works working out, or how's your new roommate working out? That means, you know, is this going well? 一件事情然后发展的怎么样了也可以叫 work out. 所以你比如说有了一个新室友或者有一个新女朋友男朋友之类的，然后你就 how is your, you know, boyfriend working out? 你的新男朋友怎么样了？ Things like this. But with in a gym, you know, people always want to know how's your exercising, you know, going. So how is that working out, and then people just shorten it to, so how do you work out in the gym?
Oh.
So that is, so later it just becomes the word synonymous to, you know, to doing exercise in the gym.
其实可以从两方面去记忆，一方面 work 它本身是工作，工作就比较累嘛。
Yeah.
所以你也可以在这个 gym 里面工作，在健身房里面工作，那也是锻炼身体嘛。
怎么想象不到你锻炼身体的样子。
第二呢，就是work 它其实有一种运行的意思、
yes.
对吧，所以你在那边的效果怎么样，运行的效果怎么样、
yes.
你在健身房锻炼的怎么样、
yes.
所以我们说 how do you work out in the gym、
how do you work out in the gym? So、yeah, maybe you can say yeah, I work out in the gym 3 times a week.我每个星期在健身房锻炼三次身体 It's impossible anyway. Okay, but there's a different concept, I guess, between this Eastern philosophy and the Western philosophy about the health. So for doing, even for doing sports, like the Western, people love to work out in the gym and do a lot of, you know, physical exercise, like lift up stuff and some weight training and also some muscle training. And this is the way I think most of Western, they practice or they do exercise in the gym. But in the Chinese or the Eastern way, it's like a yoga. It's like you do something really slow and it's not about the muscle. It's not about weight training. It is about, and also Tai Chi. It is about the very comprehensive balance of your body. So I think it's two different, you know, this concept of being healthy. For Western, probably it's like you need to be energetic and strong.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very healthy. But for the Eastern philosophy, probably it's like you need to be very balanced.
心平气和的。
心平气和的。
要 harmonious.
Harmonious, that's it. So this is two different ones. So which one are you actually learning now?
I can learn both of them, actually. I'm learning both of them. Yeah.
才说是 Western. 然后一听 Eastern 的也很好然后就说 I'm learning both of them.
I love the Western medical system only, but, you know, talking about the exercises, especially for lazy people like me, I'm in favor of the traditional Chinese way. You don't have to try so hard in the physical way.
Ah, that's it.I think so. I think it's also because of the personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the people are, you know, muscular, probably is popular in the Western countries, but probably in Eastern countries like India, Japan, China, this kind of countries, people are not that interested in, you know, being muscular. So do you want to be muscular?
No.
See? A guy who's young doesn't want to be muscular.
I want to be healthy.But, you know, being healthy does not equal to being muscular. Sometimes muscular people are not healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is a very interesting, you know, the concept here. For us, you know, for girls, if you want to be healthy, you need to do exercise. But actually, there is a real...effect, you know, if you keep doing this exercise, right? 这个真的是很神奇，就是你一做运动，其实身体它自然而然就会好起来。比如说，我经常会就是如果不做运动的时候，很容易外感风寒like get cold, right? And also,
就有调查显示，
yes?
经常运动的人免疫系统能力比较强。
The immune system. Right?
You can enhance your immune system, the abilities of immune system through physical exercise. 但是呢，也要看看天气怎么样。如果天气不好的时候，雾霾天，大家还是少出去，这样比较好。
在北京其实是不适合锻炼的。
要挑天气，天气好的时候尽量出去。
Go to the gym and things, you know, like that. And also, you know, if I don't exercise, I got a lot of, you know, small discomforts, like I've got a cold. Here is the thing. 当我去描述去得什么病或者说哪里不舒服的时候，我可以说 you know, it's like I am under the weather. So this is the first saying, like 我今天不是很舒服、哎、今天要不今天就不工作了吧，
天气不好，要
不今天就对，要不今天就不要上课了吧。 So we can say, right, I'm under the weather, kind of don't want to go to the school or go to the work.
可不可以这样理解？天气不好，心情不好，身体就不好了。
Exactly.
I'm under the weather.
Yeah, I'm under the weather. Probably I've got a cold. 有的同学总会发现自己的英文，然后和为什么和老外的英文听起来会不一样？哪怕就算说一个有，然后你可能说的是 I have a cold, but if you listen to the probably the American, they say I've got, have got.So like, I've got a cold, I've got
a fever, a flu,
and I've got a runny nose. 我有一只奔跑的鼻子在流
鼻
涕 Yeah, I've got runny nose. And I've got allergies. 可能有的同学还会过敏 allergies. 多悲惨。然后一个人 got allergies, fever, cold, flu, sneeze.
All together. Oh my God. Take a rest.但其实啊，真的有的时候会这些病一起发作，因为它是相互影响的。一开始感冒你不注意，然后慢慢的就发展成 fever 了，真的是。所以大家还是要爱护身体。
其实如果发生在别人身上，我挺同情的。为什么你说出来，我就会觉得 it's something fun? Well, yes. For the fever, you can say, you know, I'm having a.Temperature 也是一个很地道的说法，说自己发烧了。I'm having a temperature. So for
what's the best temperature? What's the best body temperature of a human beings?
I think. And
do you know?
Well, actually, not sure.
Okay, let me tell you. That's 36.7 degrees Celsius.
Really?
36.7吗？
我记得有一年在非典的时候，然后那个时候好像是学校里面还经常会给大家量量体温，然后我当时的量的体温好像总在35.5到36度徘徊。我是第一正常人体温吗？
People or the other animal who have lower temperature, body temperature, can live longer.
Wow. Wow. My life.
Congratulations.
OK, 所以我们今天聊的话题其实是聊一聊跟健康有关的话题，因为在雅思考试里面呢，然后会问到你，就比如说你会what kind of exercise, what kind of things are you doing to keep healthy? So I think for Larry, he learns the knowledge about being healthy, but he never practices, but he learns.
I can share with you some knowledge about good diet. You know, being healthy sometimes relies on your diet. A balanced diet is more important than physical exercise when you want to keep fit or keep healthy.
Wow,
yeah,
I've never heard about this.
Yeah.
So let's eat.
真的是有的时候吃的东西要比你运动更重要。因为运动无非就是为了锻炼身，就是把身上的一些多余的卡路里啊、脂肪给代谢掉嘛。但是这一些卡路里、脂肪哪里来的？都是我们从嘴巴里吃进去的。所以呢，吃的时候也要动动脑子。所以下期节目我可以跟大家再聊一聊怎么吃好。
How to lose weight, right?
Through a good diet, yeah. Emily just can't imagine how fat I was before I started my diet. I was a very fat man.
Wow.
Yeah, I was.
Since you were 16?
2 years ago.
What happened to you?
I just ate a lot. I just didn't have a good diet, especially during my college life, you know.
Did your girlfriend leave you for this?
No. My girlfriend didn't leave me all the time. We love each other, not credit on, you know, our body shape, you know, but our mind.
That's Play-Doh. So you were flappy?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
You know, you can see some flappy.
Just admit, to be brave.
Yeah, I was a very fat boy with a very flappy chin, you know. You could see two
chins.
Double chins of mine before I tried to lose weight. But through a healthy diet, now I have only one chin.
Wow. Big success. Wow.
Yeah.
此处应该有掌声。
But I didn't take any physical exercises.
But if you tried physical exercises, probably...
I become muscular.
Or, you know...
Much healthier.
Much healthier.
But all due to the bad weather in Beijing, I don't have the chances. So that's why, you know...
这是一副神秘的配方。将雅思托福GRE口语听力词汇写作的问题放入砂锅。加入有实战经验的考官老师和主持人，
每天小火慢熬半小时，从双耳灌入，配合每周日不同的提神配方，长期服用可以调节你对考试的感受，也会带给你轻松快乐的正能量。大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 每天半小时，不轻松不散场。
What did you do, if you got the cold or stuff like that?
I will go to see a doctor.
That's the only way? I think it's a healthy way?
If I got a cold, probably I would stay at home for a rest. But for the other diseases you just mentioned, like a fever or a flu, I would definitely see a doctor.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you don't see a doctor, the diseases will develop.
What about you pass it to another person? Sometimes if you, you know, have friends around and you've got a cold, they say, you pass it to your friends and it's gone.
Keep from away you. From me. They will say, keep away from me.
I think there's interesting standards. It's like in the Western countries, and if you get cold, you better keep away from your, you know, co-workers and friends and families, because something like flu is contagious. But in China, you know, you need to insist on working.
Mm.
You know, that is the good, you know, the moral stuff.
The spirit of insistence.
Yeah.
More important than, you know, keeping away from your job and your colleagues.
This is something interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, which one is more responsible, but I think that one is better. The Western one is better. It's like you keep away from all the healthy people and you heal, you know, yourself automatically, because it takes time for the cold and flu to get better. But if you insist on working and you successfully pass around your flu virus to everybody, and then you got healed and everybody gets sick.
交叉感染了就其实要看得了什么病，如果得的是传染病的话，那肯定不要传给大家。
嗯 ，OK，
对，
所以我们要把这个词要记住了，叫 contagious， 传染的。So if something or some sickness is contagious, it's not just like, you know, you feel uncomfortable and just under the weather. So you could, you know, keep away from others. And just stay, you know, and enjoy your time alone. That's nice. You got the excuse not to work.
Ooh. And last year we introduced some important or some very useful English words describing some diseases or the name of some diseases.
Yes.
Yeah.
我们就在聊健康，然后其实是在聊生病，是不是？So for things, you know, like cold, flu, and having a temperature, 发烧 and a runny nose, and we have sneeze, 打喷嚏 and also allergies, I've got allergies. 那可能对什么东西过敏了 you can say like, I'm allergic to something. So these are things, you know, some simple ones we probably can remember. And also,
头痛了 headache, 肚子疼了胃疼了就是 stomachache.
And also we have this, ache can be, you know, the ending for,I think, you know, any compound words like, I've got the earache.
Toothache.
That nose ache. I've got this knee ache. I've got this backache.
背疼。
背疼，对，腰酸背疼。And, other than these aches, probably we also have this something like, high blood pressure.
High blood pressure is one of the three killers, you know, in the world, you know, as a disease.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And also heart attack.
Heart attack. 心梗。刚才我们聊了很多的病的说法啊，但是我又想到了一个不是病的，但是疼起来要人命的一个病。是什么呢？蛀牙或牙疼啊，蛀牙，蛀牙怎么说呢？
So we say tooth decay.
Tooth decay.
Yeah.
Decay 就是溃烂的意思。
Yeah, so we got this tooth decay. If you eat too much, maybe sugar, candy, something sweet. Oh, my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any tooth decay?
I used to have one.
And it was almost killed you?
No, it wasn't so painful because I found it in time.
Wow, okay, great. Congratulations.
By the way, I really suggest seeing a doctor once a year just for a check of your tooth, even though you've got no toothache.
Okay. So I think for the different diseases and the sicknesses, so we have this kind of suggestions, and also you can mention exam. I think if you want to keep healthy, so there are some regular ways. I think so for what you said, number one, is like you have a balanced diet, which is very important. And the second one, I think you need to have the checkup once a year in the hospital. So checkup once a year. And also, I think number three, you need to have this regular maybe breaks or the rest during the work. The regular breaks or the rests. And then I think doing exercise, that's when working out in the gym or working out in the natural environment.
Yeah,
I think so.
This
is also right, very important. And also you can take Larry's way to learn this all the knowledge and things about the health.
And a good mood can enhance your abilities of the immune system. Yeah.
Very good. So when you are answering this question in the IELTS exam, and you can use all these phrases, the words, and, these ideas to talk about how to keep being healthy. Nice. 所以我们要来总结一下今天谈到健康的词汇。比如说第一个我们要说怎么样去保持健康。Number one, you can talk, have a balanced diet.
均衡的饮食。
说起来那么像专家。And the second one is you need to have a checkup once a year. Checkup, that is...
年检。不是应该是体检。当然是每年都要检查的
每年都有一次的体检 So that is the one. And number three, I think you can take regular breaks. You can have regular breaks in the work. 哪怕你在工作的过程当中你也可以有一些很规律的一些休息 I think it works. I think there's the last one I want to mention is you need to sleep. I think sleeping is also very important for being healthy.And keep away from all the sickness and diseases. It's how many hours do you sleep every day?
At least 7 hours a day.
7 hours. I think 7 hours is a scientific, the proof, the good hours.
And actually, apart from the length of your sleep, the time for your sleep is also very important. Don't go to bed too late and don't get up too late.
大家有没有觉得其实 Larry 有当妈妈的潜质，或者将来是超级奶爸的潜质。
我也想说，当个好爸爸其实也应该注意这一些。
今天发现了 Larry 这一点哈，所以今天节目的精华，
其实就是我能当个奶爸爸。
Okay, I think that's about it.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了 ，QQ 群的号码是3317640，大家可以加入这个 QQ 群跟我们进行互动。那今天的节目就这样了，感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见。
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.
something about your beautiful face in a sea of people. There was only you. I never knew what the song was about, but suddenly now I do. Trying to reach out to you, touch my hand.
Touch my hand.